wonderful viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. We're here in sunny Auckland, New Zealand, and today we'll be making some delicious raw vegan chocolate tartlets. I love this recipe, and all you need is a blender and a muffin tray. For the tartlet base, you will need 3 cups of raw unsoaked almonds and 25 dates. However, you can use medjool dates, but you only need 15 of those. You also need a squeeze of agave and a few drops of water to achieve the right consistency. For the tartlet filling, you will need approximately 1 1/4 avocados, depending on size. You also need 1/2 cup of cacao powder and 1/4 cup of cacao nibs. However, if you don't have any cacao nibs, you can use 3/4 cups of cacao powder. You also need 3 medjool dates, or 6 normal dates. And you need 1/2 cup of dried coconut. However, you can also use 1/2 cup of fresh young coconut jelly. Young coconuts are really cool because once you finish using them, you can use them again as a plant pot. If you put just a hole in the bottom, then if you put soil inside, you can grow some plants in them. I grow tomatoes in mine. Now we're making the base for the tartlets. I'm going to take the almonds and grind them up until they resemble coarse breadcrumbs. Then pour them out into a separate bowl and take the dates and grind them up as well. Now, when you mix them together, it might get a bit sticky, so it's good to have a pair of gloves handy. Then, if they still don't stick together lightly, add a squeeze of agave and a few drops of water to achieve the right consistency. So now I'm going to blend the almonds, but if you have a food processor, it's probably easier. I'm going to blend only 1/2 at a time, because this blender isn't very powerful. Perfect. So now you have a nice nut flour. I'll just check if this is the right consistency. That looks good. So now I'm just going to tip this into another bowl. Make sure you get it all out. And now for the other 1/2. And now for the dates. I'll just check this one. Perfect. Make sure you get all this out as well. So this is what it should look like before I mix it all together. Now's the time to put on some gloves. This bit is going to get messy. Now what you need to do is just mash it all together. Really need to get in there. And you need the mixture to stick together lightly so it doesn't fall apart. Now that is a bit too crumbly, so I'm going to add a squeeze of agave, and this will make it sweeter too. So, since this is a vegan recipe, we can't use honey, so agave is really good. If it still doesn't work, we have some water, so just add that in a little bit at a time. You don't need much, it just starts sticking after a while. You can try and knead it like flour. Good. So this looks about the right consistency. If I take a bit up and squish it together, then it stays like that. Now we'll transfer the base recipe into the muffin cups. Instead of using muffin cups, we're going to use old plastic bags because it's a good way to recycle. I'm just going to show you how to cut up a couple. You just need a pair of sharp scissors and take a plastic bag and cut about the same size as your muffin cups. Okay, I find it easy if you just fold it in half, and that way you can cut more at the same time. And there we go. That's two. What a great way to reuse plastic bags. So now, just take a bit of plastic and get a little handful of this mixture. Now press the cup into the muffin tin, and all you need to do is just push the mixture in and press it to the sides so it forms like a little base for the tartlets. And if you want to be really frugal, you can actually rewash these bits of plastic and use them next time. If it isn't sticking together, it's good to have a little bit of water handy to just dip your finger in some water and push it together. But this is fine. There, perfect. Is enough to make 12 tartlets. As you can see, I have some mixture left over, but we'll use that later. They should be nice and firm when you're done. Now we're going to make the tartlet filling. First, you need 1 1/4 avocado. So, the way to see if an avocado is ripe is to just poke the stalk, and if it comes out easily, like that did, it's probably ripe. So, I'm just going to cut this. Wow, that's a good avocado. And take the big stone out and just scoop it into the blender. Now for another quarter. That's a good one too. Okay, now just going to cut this in half again. I think with an avocado this big, you actually don't even need another quarter. Maybe just scoop out a little bit more, and that should be enough. Great, and now for 1 1/4 cups of agave nectar. That's one. Now for the extra quarter. Next, we need 1/2 cup of coconut. Dried or fresh, it's all right. Half a cup of raw cacao powder. The difference between cacao powder and cocoa powder is that cocoa powder is roasted before it's ground up, so it's not actually raw. And here we have 1/4 cup of cacao nibs, which is the husk of the bean after the rest is ground up. Next we have 3 medjool dates, Or if you don't have these, you can use about 6 normal dates. And make sure you remember to remove the stone, or else it won't blend. You can plant one of these in your coconut pots. And now, we just need to blend it. It might need a bit of a stir to get going. But that looks great. Nice and creamy. Just the way we want it. This looks really good and creamy. Okay, so now I'm just going to put a big spoonful of this delicious mixture into each of these little cups. And remember that even though this recipe is raw, nuts still have a high fat content, so this is not an everyday food. Special occasions only. But we all have to treat ourselves, right? So now we've made our delicious raw vegan chocolate tartlets. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples, and I hope you have a wonderful time making these tartlets. Bye!
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.